This is Nick Pecoro, Diamondbacks beat writer with the Arizona Republic. Now back to the Giants pregame show with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680.
Boy, we've got baseball coming up. It's a pleasure to bring in Nick Pecoro of the Arizona Republic. Nick, how are you?
Whoa, that's the first time I've ever introed myself, I think, on a radio show.
How about that? And you did a beautiful job with it, and you like the Liberty Bail Bond commercial as well. I like that.
Oh, that was some good stuff. Yeah, I'm all on that.
All right, very good. Hey, what's going on with the Diamondbacks? They have struggled a little bit, losing 9 of their last 12, and last night was sort of a wild, crazy game against the Braves, and the Giants have been down in that ballpark. They had trouble down there, too. But bring us up to date on the Diamondbacks and what's cooking with them, especially last night.
Yeah, they've just kind of stopped hitting in big situations, especially. I think on June 27th, before they started this little 3-9 stretch that they're in, they were hitting .293 with guys in scoring position. Since then, they've been hitting like .160 in those spots. So they just haven't been coming through with those big hits that they'd grown so accustomed to. I don't know if there's anything to it. It's not like a totally different roster or anything. It's not like, you know, actually guys are healthier than they were, a few weeks back. So I don't know. Maybe it's just one of those stretches that a team goes through. They're still throwing the ball pretty well. So I guess you just got to trust that that it's going to, you know, resurface at some point.
They had a tough series against the Dodgers, and I watched some of it on TV. Of course, the Rodney meltdown, I saw that one. The Dodgers series, well, the Dodgers seem to do it against everybody. I think, well, they're 27-4 or something like that, last 31 games.
Yeah.
But that was a tough series, too.
Yeah, and I think what that series did is it exposed something that these guys probably need to address. And that's their ability to hit left-handed pitching. I don't know exactly where they are right now, but they're, you know, bottom five in the league in most categories against lefties. And they went in there at Dodger Stadium, and Kershaw, Rich Hill, and Alex Wood each threw 7 innings. And I don't remember. I think they scored like 2 runs against those guys in those 21 innings. So it's been a problem. It's kind of a weird problem, too, because they've got a lot of good right-handed hitters that have hit lefties historically, but kind of for whatever reason, they haven't been doing it this year. The front office is just kind of hoping that guys like Brandon Drury and maybe Tomas, when he gets back, and, you know, now a healthy AJ Pollock will help correct that a little bit. But I think they're also keeping their eye out on other guys on the trade market to see if there might be an external solution, you know, a guy that could help in that area as well.
You know, that made me think about it, and I was talking today about Gordon Whitmire, Gordy, you know, from the Chicago Sun-Times, mm-hmm. and we were talking about different scenarios for the Cubs, and the one I have for you is Hunter Pence, and, you know, he's a right-handed hitter, and, of course, he's back now from injuries, and, you know, the stroke is getting a little bit better each week. But this is we call him the Reverend, and what he did for the Giants in 2012 and 2014 in winning World Series, just incredible for him. And I think he's one of those guys that, you know, gets in there and just ignites everybody and probably can hit left-handed pitching, probably can hit in that park. So I'm thinking of the Reverend in Arizona to sort of get everybody jacked up. What do you think?
You know what? I actually thought about him maybe a month or so ago as a guy that could make some sense. Then I looked and saw that he's going to make $18.5 million next year at age 35, and the way he's swinging the bat this year, I know you're saying it's better, but when they already have all that money tied up in a guy like Yasmani Tomas, I'm not sure that makes a ton of sense unless you could find a way to shed a lot, at least a lot of Tomas's contract, if not all of it. You know, they've got Greinke on the books still. Pollock's going to get more expensive next year. I don't know. It's not out of the question if there's some reason to believe that there's something left in the tank with Pence. But, you know, just looking at it from afar, we haven't seen you guys in a while, but looking at it from afar, you have to wonder, you know, how much he does have left.
Well, it's getting a little better, and you know, in these deals, you can eat some of the money, which the Giants may have to do. They don't generally do that, but it's a new world with these contracts. So my thought was, in listening to Dave McKay talking about Gregor Blanco last night and the way he played left field, and Torrey Lovello, who you guys really, he's wonderful to answer all the questions very calmly, the manager of the Diamondbacks. I said, this is a guy, Pence, who can, you know, whatever, I said it already, hit lefties, but give you that that professional presence in the dugout and bring people together. That's what I like.
That was something that I remember writing a story about Gregor Blanco in spring training. And one of the things he hoped to bring to the Diamondbacks, and I think that he has brought, is just kind of that optimistic, you know, kind of just that attitude, that winning attitude. And he said that it was something that he learned from being around Hunter Pence for all those years. So I definitely see the value that you're talking about there. And that's something that when you're talking about a team that looks like it's probably headed to some October baseball, could be valuable.
All right. So what will the Diamondbacks do? You know, do they have farm system guys that are in demand? And they clearly, I mean, I can't believe that Rodney would be the closer. I don't know where they would go for that. But they've got to do something, right?
Yeah, you would think. I don't know. It's tricky. To answer your first question, they don't have a ton on the farm. They've got a few prospects. Nobody that's really a clear-cut, consensus, top 100 type of guy. So, you know, that's the first hurdle that they'd have in front of them. You know, would they consider trading off of the major league roster? That's another question. You know, maybe trading one of their younger position players. They do have some depth still in the middle infield. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to imagine a team, you know, going into October and expecting big things and having Fernando Rodney, you know, being counted on to get the last three outs of the game. I don't think that when they signed Fernando Rodney in December, they're thinking, okay, this is the final piece to a championship puzzle or anything like that. That said, I do think it's worth noting how well Fernando Rodney threw for most of May and June, was basically unhittable. I mean, he had a stretch where he threw 10 or 11 innings, I think, without allowing a hit. The guy was great. But, you know, he's 40 years old. He has a track record of being a guy that's just kind of always been a bit of a roller coaster ride, a little bit hard to rely on. And yeah, it's a question. And I don't know what they're going to do about it. We'll just have to see how it plays out.
Well, as I always think at this time of year, you like to think of people that could be moving around. I know the Orioles have Zach Britton. Boy, if he's available, if he's healthy, he's pretty darn good. And the Giants have a lot of eighth inning guys, seventh inning guys who probably can help Archie Bradley, who's going to have to do this for the first time. But I always say with Fernando Rodney, to trust him, boy, that is a tall order. And, you know, if you look for the equivalent of a doctor and you're in for a major operation and the equivalent of Fernando Rodney walks in and he's going to be your doctor for a major operation, what do you say?
I totally hear you. I mean, the problem that I see, though, and, you know, I mentioned it earlier, is just that you saw the asking price or the cost, I should say, for a guy like Andrew Miller last year or Aroldis Chapman last year at the trade deadline. And, I mean, I don't think the Diamondbacks have those kinds of prospects. I think that if they did do something, they'd have to be, you know, peeling away from, you know, whether it's Ketel Marte or Brandon Drury or Nick Ahmed or someone like that. And those are guys that are kind of important to the big league roster and to the depth that they have. And I don't know. I don't know how they're going to handle it.
All right. Well, it's fun. Look, that window doesn't open that often, and the window's open for the Diamondbacks, and Greinke's having a good season, and you play the Braves tonight, Corbin and Foltynewicz. Foltynewicz has been pretty good, and the Braves play pretty well now at home. They're doing well. So I think you're in a great spot. I think the Diamondbacks are in a great spot to get in, and I think they need some help. So it's going to be a lot of fun to follow you the rest of the way. I appreciate you being on. It's always fun to talk to you.
All right, Marty, no problem. I'll come on whenever you want. I always enjoy the conversation.
Very good. Is it hot down there? I know you're not in Arizona now, but how's the summer been?
It was. It's kind of cooled off a little bit. It feels like it might start to rain. It was raining a little bit earlier, but we'll hope that holds off here for a few hours at least.
Yeah, good luck. We've been through that already, so good luck. I think they had a game that started. Is this where the place was? That was Washington.
I think it was Washington, where it didn't even rain and they delayed it.
Yeah, the game started against the Braves at 11:30 at night. How about that? That's National League ball, I'll tell you that. Hey, Nick, great to have you. Say hi to Steve Gilbert and everybody else. I appreciate it.
All right, will do, Marty.
All right, that is Nick Pecoro. Boy, I love being down there in the winter and seeing Nick, Arizona Republic. And, yeah, I think they need a little action there for the Diamondbacks. Come on, they got some needs, right?